dictation for Harry Kosmith, HARICOSMITH, date of birth 10/27/1978. Date of service is 8/18/2025. Date of accident is 2/8/2025. The patient was traveling as a passenger on the right rear seat while their car was T-boned on a driver's side. The impact led to various issues, which include pain syndrome as well as the pain started in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 10, headache front and back and the left temple at 8 to 10, with shooting pains to both the legs posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, and a pain in the right, in the left knee and the left wrist also. Patient started with various TBI symptoms like dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation, blurred vision. And now patient has reported that his headaches have been continuing along with dizziness and loss of balance, loss of memory, along with anxiety, depression, panic. The pain is affecting his neck, mid-back, and lower back, and it is at 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He complains of pain in the left knee, and that is also reported to be 9, with difficulty in walking and going upstairs. Some pain is reported in the chest area, dull pain, and some pain is reported in both the wrist area as well. The patient reports pain level usually is 9. ADLs are affected 9. Patient improves 20% improvement in all the symptoms. The patient has, please review the records for ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 140 over 95, pulse 79, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 7/9/2025, dictation number 0713-025. The patient is doing physical therapy and the plan of care, diagnosis will remain. The plan of care is, diagnosis will remain. The plan is to continue physical therapy 3 times a week for the neck, lower back and left knee, middle back, even the wrist, retraction massage. Patient remains off work. Also replaced by transportation is ordered. Patient is advised to have an injection of the left knee intra-articular based on his MRI that was presented to us. The MRI for the left shoulder was recently done, and it shows a fraying of the free edge of the body of left lateral meniscus, focal articular cartilage thinning along the posterior lateral femoral condyle, and small knee joint effusion. In the cervical spine, patient reports the MRI reports a mild C3-4, C4-5, C5-6 spinal stenosis with the bilateral neuroforamina narrowing and a central disc herniation. The patient is advised to continue a lumbar epidural steroid injection and a cervical epidural steroid injection. It will be scheduled and brought back for the injection treatment. Medications are continuing for the patient for now. And we'll be seeing us again shortly when the medicines expire in 10 days' time. He also is getting his pain medication elsewhere from his primary care doctor. Thank you. The next is the procedure for Heriko Smith. Date of birth is 10/27/78. Date of accident is 2/8/2025. Date of procedure is 8/18/2025. The procedure is intra-articular injection of the left knee. Medical indications is ongoing pain after 8 months of accident, despite physical therapy and other treatment in the left knee. And MRI shows fraying of the medial meniscus and focal articular thinning along posterior lateral femoral condyle and joint effusion. The injection is provided to bring healing, decrease the need for any morphine or narcotics, and also decrease the need for surgery. Other than that, patient is stable. Thank you.